Do social media algorithms hurt or help society? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sabine von Mehring, professor of gender and sexuality studies at Brandeis University, discusses one reason they may need some tweaking.
Anti-Semitic incidents have shown a sharp rise in the United States and in Europe over the past few years. We've found that social media are at least partly to blame due to the platform's technology and business model. Algorithms on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube are programmed to register engagement. The more engagement a post receives, the more users see it. The problem is that reactions to posts also reward users with dopamine hits. And because outrageous content creates the most engagement, users feel encouraged to post hateful content. Even social media users who post critical comments on hateful content often don't realize that because of the way the algorithms work, they end up contributing to spreading hate. That's how the algorithms contribute to spreading anti-Semitism in many different forms, such as GIFs, memes, vlogs, comments, and even simple reactions, such as likes and dislikes. To combat anti-Semitism on social media effectively, strategies need to be evidence-based, but neither social media companies nor researchers have devoted enough time and resources to this issue so far. Civil society organizations have been demanding action for some time, and social media companies have implemented guidelines on reporting anti-Semitism on social media. But the truth is, to meaningfully address anti-Semitic hate speech, social media companies would need to change the algorithms that collect and curate user data for advertisement companies, which make up a large part of their revenue. It will require the collective efforts of social media companies, researchers, and civil society to combat this problem.
That was Sabine von Mehring of Brandeis University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.